It's really beautiful. I've just walked past a series of large bronze teapots and teacups. In fact, we've not long come from having a cuppa inside here at Zilong Tea. I'm Rose Grant, and Zilong, yes, it's for New Zealand. Marketing manager, San Kong, it's the full-on immersion right here.
It is a full immersion. We hope that when guests come here, they can actually experience the full, rich culture of tea. We're located in Gordonton, which is in the rural heartland of the Waikato. It's about an hour 20 from the metropolitan city of Auckland. We do have some tea plants that we actually allow our visitors to actually come and they can actually touch and feel the plants for themselves, and essentially they want to pick some. Yeah,
well, can we go and have a look at these plants?
That's welcome.
So heading out, there are tea bushes everywhere. Camellia bushes in flower actually at this time of year.
Yes, we harvest in November, January and March. So right now it's not really harvesting season. We've actually just trimmed the bushes just to maintain them.
And if we were picking though, what would you be looking for?
We would be looking for the flush, which is the first three leaves that come in. So right now we see a dark green bush. Once we get our flush in November, which is our first spring or the world's first spring, we get about 3 to 4 centimetres of lush, vibrant bush that comes through, and that's what we call the pick of the crop.
Just 3 to 4 centimetres?
Yes, and it's the most tender leaves on the plant. All the nutrients go to these top three leaves, which are all completely hand-picked, just to showcase how much we value and appreciate the tea leaves.
But why hand-picking? Isn't that passé, old-fashioned?
Well, you can't really beat the human eye for picking quality tea leaf. A machine pick would probably pick 4 or 5 leaves down instead of the top three, so you get different grades and quality. And the quality of the tea that you pick really influences the quality that comes out after processing.
So let's say you put me to work. How much should I pick in a day?
A skilled tea picker would probably be picking about 50 kgs of wet leaf tea a day, and that would dry into about 1/5 of that. If we went and picked tea ourselves, we'd probably be picking 5 kgs a day.
So it's quite an art, but it doesn't stop with the picking of these leaves. What's the next step in the process?
So once the tea leaves are picked, they start oxidising, which is a natural reaction where oxygen starts entering into the plant matter and starts breaking it down. We need to rush it to the factory to manipulate the moisture content whilst at the same time begin the oxidisation process or control it to a certain point that we're after.
So do you heat it up? Do you cool it down? Do you add steam?
It's actually a combination of all those elements that make the tea what it is today, yeah.
And so different varieties, what do you produce here?
We grow the Camellia sinensis bush, which specialises in a green tea and oolong teas, which is a partially oxidised tea in between a green and black. We've just launched our black tea as well, which is using the green tea bush, but we've modified our processing just to give it something quite unique and different.
Not so many tannins, not so rough, not so abrasive on the tongue.
Well, it shows the quality of the leaves and the processing methods. It's a long time coming in terms of the experience and the expertise developed to get those flavours. The type of tea that we're using is a premium loose leaf tea, so they're designed for multiple infusions across short steeping times, so you won't draw out so many tannins.
So who likes these sorts of teas? Where's the market for this?
Well, in terms of the world market of teas, you're looking at about 70% of the world actually consumes black teas. They're actually, well, the Western world is actually moving more towards greener teas. Across Asia, they are always lovers of green teas and oolong teas. They're actually moving a bit more towards the black teas. Tea's always been big in the entire world. It's the second most consumed beverage next to water. So it's never really gone away, since I don't believe it to be a fad. It's always going to continue growing strength after strength.
So what's the place of 48 hectares of tea plantations here in New Zealand? Where does this fit in the world?
48 hectares of tea plants, producing about 20 tonnes of tea annually. That amount of tea is probably consumed by one small town in China or other parts of Asia. That's the reality of it. At the end of the day, when we take our product into the world markets, we position in a premium category, because if you take something from somewhere as pure and green as New Zealand, you want to position in a place where it's highly valued and showcase the best of New Zealand the best way that you can.
So 100% pure New Zealand, does that help your cause?
it definitely helps our cause. When people think of New Zealand, they think of pure water, the fertile soils, and the clean atmosphere. So it's completely different from the rest of the world. And that's all the elements and ingredients that we use for our teas.